Hello, business owners, entrepreneurs, executives, and Minnesota citizens wanting to support our armed services. Welcome to today's Business Radio, a new hybrid radio show that airs both on air as well as online and on demand. Today's Business Radio is looking at what it means to be proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon Company. The Minnesota National Guard has pioneered this program, which empowers business leaders to synchronize support efforts and build an enduring network of support for service members and families. Becoming a Yellow Ribbon Company means the company has instituted a military support network, that they've signed an employer support of the Guard and Reserve Statement of Support, and that they have identified a sustaining action plan to assist their military families throughout the deployment cycle. Now, the host of today's Business Radio, Tom Lyons.
Hello, this is Tom Lyons, and we're here today to talk about how to become a Yellow Ribbon Company. My first guest on the show today is Lieutenant Colonel Barbara O'Reilly, Chief of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Program, Minnesota National Guard. Barb, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
Can you tell me just briefly, what is the Yellow Ribbon Program, and how is it organized, and where is it focused?
The Yellow Ribbon Program started basically because our Adjutant General, Larry Shillitoe, was a Vietnam veteran. And from his experience, one day he was in the jungle and the next day he is literally at home sitting at his kitchen table. There was not any support for veterans during Vietnam, nor was there really any support prior to that. And so when the Operation Iraqi Freedom and the Operation Enduring Freedom veterans started coming home, he wanted to ensure that this generation of veterans did not experience the same lack of support that he felt when he came home. And so he envisioned a program that helped service members transition from warrior to citizen. And with the assistance of Chaplain John Morris, this really grew into a program that not only helps service members transition from warrior to citizen, but it helps the service member and their families transition through the entire deployment process. And so in Minnesota, the program was piloted for the nation, and Minnesota actually became the state that developed the law that has become nationally mandated that all reserve components provide yellow ribbon training for their service members who deploy for over 90 days.
Now, this is a reintegration training program?
That is the reintegration training program. And again, it's just really a training event. However, what's there for the service member and their family after the event is over? And that was really the question that Beyond the Yellow Ribbon tries to answer. What's there when the event is done? There has to be an enduring network of support. And so the Yellow Ribbon campaign tries to synchronize this overwhelming support that Minnesotans have for their service members and their families, tries to synchronize them to work together, develop an action plan that provides constant support whenever a service member or their family should need it during deployment.
Now, Colonel, you were deployed recently to Afghanistan, and you are married and have children, and I'm sure that that was very difficult for you and for your family. This program, was it there when you came back, or did it start after you came back, the reintegration training program?
The reintegration training program was already in existence when I came back. However, since the time that I was deployed, we have developed a complete deployment cycle training program. It starts with the pre-deployment training prior to the service member being deployed, and that is to help educate the service member and their family about the resources that are available to the family member and the service member while the service member is gone. We try to develop resilience in the family member by giving them the resources that they may need if something should arise while the service member is gone. Resources such as how to get your insurance taken care of. Most people are on insurance plans with a company, but when the service member is activated, they start using TRICARE insurance. And so they have to transition to TRICARE. And that can be a very challenging process. And so one of the things that we try to do during the Family Prep Academy is to educate the family member on those things that he or she may need during the deployment. We also have training during the deployment. We have family readiness groups that provide kind of a social network as well as a resource network for the family members. We also have reintegration training, which helps try to set realistic expectations for when the service member comes home. After the deployment, we have reintegration training, and that is to, again, help that service member and the family transition from warrior to citizen.
So that program not only focuses on the returning troops, but it also provides some indication to the families of how maybe the troops have changed during the deployment and what to expect when they come back.
Well, absolutely. Really, a deployment is just as hard on a family, if not harder, than it is on a service member. For me, the hardest part about being deployed was being away from my children. But for my spouse, he had to not only continue to work, but he had to all of a sudden become a single parent. And so he had to take them to school, pick them up from school. He had to take them to any extracurricular activities. He had to take care of the house, take care of the yard. And at some point, that really becomes overwhelming. And then when you're going like 5,000 miles an hour all the time and your water heater breaks, that is the straw that can break the camel's back. And so that's why we have this enduring network of support called Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. So when your back is broken, all you have to do is make a phone call and you can find support. And it's not you paging through the yellow pages trying to find the best deal. But it's making one phone call, and the community that you're in responds to your need.
So the entire program is developed into this beyondtheyellowribbon.org, which is something very unique as compared to when General Shalito and myself came back from Vietnam. Not only was there nothing there to support the troops, nobody was worried about us because it was a different time, different politics, and so forth. But today, it's heartwarming to see that there's a groundswell of support for our troops and the families of troops. And what we're talking about today is how to become a Yellow Ribbon business. And our next guest is Sandy Masterson, who leads the Yellow Ribbon Network program for 3M. Sandy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I understand that you are a Gold Star mother and that you've been very interested in these programs for a long time.
I am. I actually was in the reserves myself when I was younger. And then as my oldest son got older, he made the choice to go into the military. And he was a combat medic and was killed in Afghanistan in April of 2007. And as a part of this, I just felt like I needed to do something to be involved, to give back, and to really continue something positive in his memory.
And the way that you found to deal with that was to look into becoming for your company to become a Yellow Ribbon business?
It is. What happened is I had built a friendship with Chaplain Morris over time. I had ended up at a number of events with him. And at a family retreat for our Gold Star families, he talked to me and said, Sandy, I've gone into other companies and I've talked about Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, and I would love to come into 3M if you'd invite me, if you'd like to have me. And I went to work the very next day and made a few phone calls, and we very quickly were able to get him on our calendar for a lunch session before he deployed that following February. So Chaplain Morris came into 3M and he talked to us about the unmet needs of not only our military members, but especially of our military families. And he really opened our eyes. And as he left that session, he challenged us to start a support group. And he really helped us to understand that we have the skills, we have the we have everything it takes, the passion to pull together a support network at 3M, and that we could really make a difference. So within just a few days of his presentation, we had a group of people pulled together that were really ready to lead the charge and start the military support network at 3M.
So in those first two meetings, he introduced the idea of being a Yellow Ribbon business.
He did. So he came in, and what he really did is he talked to us more about the unmet needs that exist today, and that the idea of Fort Minnesota, of really building a support network that would be enduring, not only through our communities, our churches, our schools, but also our companies, and that we could play an important role in providing that support.
Colonel, you've mentioned Fort Minnesota before. What all is that? What does that mean?
Fort Minnesota is our concept. First of all, when a service member is deployed and they live on or near an active duty installation, the family is not alone, and the service member is not alone. Everybody is going through the same thing. So the schools, the educators understand what it's like to be a military kid. The faith-based communities understand, and they have networks developed to support military families. Businesses understand. The law enforcement understands. Everybody understands what it's like to be a military member when you're on an active duty installation. But when you're in the reserve component, so many times people don't understand. Educators frequently don't understand what it's like to be a military kid. For example, we had a young man talk to us once who talked about his dad deploying. And on the day of his dad's deployment ceremony, he was to have a band concert. And when you don't attend school for the full day, you're not able to participate in the extracurricular activities. And so it took the mom about 45 minutes on the phone before she could get through to the school administrators that her son's dad was deploying and that he had a very, very good reason for missing school, going to the deployment ceremony, and that that should not be held against her son. And so sometimes Fort Minnesota is about making people aware of the challenges that military families may face. It's about synchronizing all of this overwhelming support for service members and their families so that when a service member is deployed from Olivia, Minnesota, or International Falls, Minnesota, or St. Paul, Minnesota, there is that enduring network of support that replicates what a military installation has. Faith-based communities understand, educators understand, and they not only understand, but they do something about it. They adjust their policies, or they, or for a child, maybe they just talk to the child about the mom or dad being deployed and what it's like.
Show some compassion and some understanding.
Absolutely.
For the situation that the families are in. Sandy, let's get back to this Yellow Ribbon Company. Now, what does it really mean to be a Yellow Ribbon Company, and why do our business owners out there want to know about this?
Being a Yellow Ribbon Company, first of all, it helped us put some structure to our program. We had a lot of ideas, and there are a lot of big ideas out there, but it helped us to really organize our action plan that we had to document for the Yellow Ribbon organization. It helped us to be concise about what we were going to do to make sure that we were putting something in place that we could achieve and that would be lasting. It also introduced us to a network of other companies who are interested in doing the same thing. I think this is one of the biggest benefits that we get out of this, is that quarterly we'll meet with other companies and we're able to share ideas. And it is so wonderful when you hear another company talking about something that they're doing. For example, Target in their human resource process, as somebody is deploying and they're, for lack of a better word, out processing from Target in process into the military, they have a simple box that they can check to say, yes, share my name with the military service network at Target. And that enables Target to engage with them. It's very difficult to do this otherwise because that's private information. So that simple act of being able to check that box was a big aha for us. So now we're working with our human resource organization.
Can we dig into that a little deeper?
Yes,
What does that mean for that? Deployed
for that deployed
or
member? Oh, it means a lot both directions. And this is something that's a work in process, so we're building on it right now. But it means, for example, for the spouse left behind, for those who are 3Mers, we've been able to pull them together for breakfast meetings so that they can form a community together to share with each other their trials and tribulations.
So that would be a group of the spouses of deployed military members.
Correct. And for the military member that's being deployed, it means that we can be in communication with them. We can send them care packages. We can let them know that we're in touch with their family. And oftentimes that's very meaningful to them, just to know that somebody else is thinking about their family that's left behind.
So it's an invitation to accept communication from other members of the business.
It is. And we know that not everybody wants that same level of interaction. So it's just that. It's an invitation. If they contact us, then we can contact them in return and see what would be most helpful. And one of the things that we've learned is, we've been told this so many times, and we really believe it, is that this is a very proud community. The families left behind oftentimes will say, no, I'm doing fine, I don't need any help, until that crisis, like the water heater breaking, occurs. So what we're working on doing is establishing the relationships so that if a crisis occurs, they're willing to reach out and say, yes, I need help, instead of going to the yellow pages.
So within 3M, if you have a family of a 3M employee who's deployed, and they have a crisis such as a water heater that broke down, do they contact 3M? How does that work within 3M, the family, 3M family?
We have two contact points, me and another individual that I work with, and they can contact us directly, and then we can get them to the team that's supporting our military families. We have a team supporting our military members, one supporting our military families, another one working on events, and another one that reaches out to external support organizations. So we give them a single link back into our organization, and then we go and gather the resources for them.
So if we have a family whose water heater broke down and they need $1,000 to replace it and they just don't have the money, where do you go to find that?
That one would be a challenge. So I can't tell you on the financial
Colonel, do you want
piece
to answer
right
that question?
Now, I think. Yep.
You know, that is a great example about a family who doesn't have the money to pay for that water heater, because the Military Family Network at 3M can refer the family to our Family Assistance Center. And through the Family Assistance Center, they can apply for a Minnesota Military Family Foundation grant. And that grant is established exactly for that purpose, to help service members who are deployed and their families who just don't have the financial resources to handle that situation. And so that way, the deployment does not become a burden for the family.
So if Sandy gets a request like that from one of the families of deployed military that are part of 3M, then they go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org and you talk to the Minnesota Military Family Foundation to try to provide what's necessary to help them through that crisis.
Right. Go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org, find the nearest Family Assistance Center, and apply for the grant.
Okay, back to 3M, back to Sandy. After you met with the chaplain, he gave his presentation. I'm assuming that some people at 3M sat down and discussed what is a Yellow Ribbon company and how do we become one, and is that something we want to do? Can you walk us through that discussion?
I can. Following Chaplain Morris's presentation, I met with the head of our employee assistance program, John Buck, and John and I sat down together and talked through what it would take to construct a Beyond the Yellow Ribbon company for 3M. And we quickly realized that we're a fairly large company. We have about 80,000 employees. We operate in 29 states across the United States, as well as in 60 countries globally. So we have quite an infrastructure to navigate. And for us, it was clear that we needed to make sure that we involved the right people at the beginning. So we reached out to our human resources organization. We reached out to our corporate communications, to occupational medicine, to legal affairs. We really reached out to all of those organizations and just worked to garner support. Now, I have to tell you that it was very easy, because every phone call we made was met with great enthusiasm. Everybody wanted to be involved. They felt this was a very worthwhile project. So we quickly constructed a team of 14 people.
Times have changed. Society's changed, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Today we support our troops and our families of deployed troops.
We do. And then we went to charter our team. Again, we felt to have something enduring that we needed to do this. We want to make sure that it's not just a flash, that we don't start something and then have it dissipate within a number of months. We want this to be around in the years to come. So we chartered it, we created our mission, our vision, our goals, and then we went looking for executive sponsorship. We quickly found an executive sponsor, but turned that around within 24 hours because our CEO and chairman, Mr. George Buckley, asked to be our executive sponsor. So he is our sponsor. We're just very thrilled to have the support that we have.
From the top down, it doesn't get any better than that. So you walk through what you could do and what the possibilities might be. You've got the executive office to sign off on it and support it. And then what was the process that you had to go through to become proclaimed a Yellow Ribbon company?
We had to put together an action plan and show that we had an effort that would endure. We had to show achievements against that action plan. So we constructed that. There's a template out on the website for Beyond the Yellow Ribbon. We filled that template out. We met with the appropriate people. We met with Lieutenant Colonel O'Reilly, and we made sure that we had had met all the requirements. And one requirement that I haven't talked about yet is that as a Yellow Ribbon company, to receive that proclamation, you need to mentor another company. So we've engaged, right now we have an active engagement with Cliffs Natural Resources. And Cliffs is similar to us in that they're a complicated organization. So we found that we can share things very well back and forth, where it might not do as well to partner us with a company that has 10 employees. So we filled out the action plan, we showed our progress against it, we mentored another company, and then went through a review process and received the proclamation from Governor Pawlenty.
Can you give me some examples of what's included in an action plan to become a Yellow Ribbon company?
I can. First of all, needed to show support for our military members. And in this space, we're sending care packages. We're sending our monthly newspaper, the Stemwinder from 3M, to them, emailing with them as we identify these individuals. We also need to show an action plan for our military families, and this is where we have our organization constructed of 3Mers who want to reach out and help but don't have an avenue to do so otherwise. Now we've given them that avenue. We've connected with our military families to make sure they know of our organization, and we continue to do so as we identify more. We need to show community involvement, so we've been involved a bit with Woodbury's program. We continue to be involved with Beyond the Yellow Ribbon programs, and we needed to show that we mentor another company. I think that covers the bases pretty well.
Now, have you learned in the process that if the employees of your company want to start some new program, that it's beneficial to contact beyondtheyellowribbon.org and find out the correct way to do that before you get started?
It is. In fact, the first session is really, or the first step is really having Beyond the Yellow Ribbon come out and give an educational presentation. And that's really what Chaplain Morris did for us during our lunch session. So that is the first step. So if a company is interested, they should go out to www.beyondtheyellowribbon.org and contact the appropriate people.
Colonel O'Reilly, just a quick question on, we see in the public today that there's a groundswell of support. People want to do things. And personally, I've seen some false starts. They go try to do something before they find out how to do it and what works and what doesn't work. You must have examples of some of that goodwill that just didn't quite get there.
Absolutely. In fact, prior to us organizing the official Yellow Ribbon campaign, we had a lot of false starts. We did many educational presentations just to educate whatever community it was about the military member and the family member. But after we left, we would get them all pumped up and excited to do something. And then we would leave, and I'm sure after we left the room, everybody was looking at each other saying, what do we do? And so that's when we decided to develop the action plan, the template that said, organize the different entities within the organization. For a county, for a city, it is going to be something different than it is for a company. But basically, we ask them, what do you want to do? What can you do? 3M has very unique talents, very unique competencies that are different from Baskfields and Associates, which is an accounting firm. So Baskfields and Associates are able to use their skills as CPAs to assist service members and their families in financial literacy, whereas 3M is able to do something entirely different.
The real question I'm after is this. If we have listeners that want to provide services, they want to provide product, they want to provide money, they want to provide babysitting services, whatever it might be, the correct process is to go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org and find out, how do we do this effectively and so that the delivery is correct?
Right. If there's an organization that wants to do something, but they really don't want to become Yellow Ribbon, let's say, they would go to beyondtheyellowribbon.org, click on Military Family Care Initiative, and as an organization, they can enter whatever it is that they want to do into that website. And then when a family is out there and they need snow shoveling, let's say, they can click on the website and find somebody who will help them shovel their driveway. Or if they want to go through the process of really doing something more, of really making a difference, they can contact the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon Network. The link is on that website, and we will meet with them, talk with them, and again, we're going to ask them, what can you do? What do you want to do? And from there, it just snowballs, and they start making a difference.
Sandy, I understand that in November of 2009, Mr. Buckley, CEO of 3M, signed a statement of support, and 3M became a yellow ribbon company. Can you tell me briefly, for smaller firms, you're a very large firm, a firm such as mine with a dozen employees or so, or smaller firms, if they're interested in supporting our troops and families of troops and becoming a Yellow Ribbon company, where do they start? What do they do? How does this arrive?
I think this is one of the exciting things about Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, is that they don't have a prescribed set of things that any one company or organization needs to do. So we're 3M. We've got a large population that we're working with. We have a lot of resources, a variety of skill sets, and we can do one thing. But if a medium or a small-sized company wanted to do this, what they need to do is decide what's right for them. So there isn't a prescribed set of things that must be done in order to receive the proclamation. If I were working with a smaller organization, what I would do is pull together the people who are interested in joining this effort. I would call Lieutenant Colonel O'Reilly, I would get somebody from Beyond the Yellow Ribbon to come in and talk with us, and then I would decide what the focus of our effort was going to be. It could be something much, much smaller than what I talked about with support in all of those areas. It's what you have the resources and the inclination to do.
So it really is, who are you? What are you willing to do? What can you do? What can you do to help support the troops and the families of the deployed troops today?
It is. And if you think about all of our companies of the variety of sizes coming together to provide this support, it takes efforts of all sizes to make it happen. So I wouldn't say that anything from a smaller company is less significant. It takes all of us together. And I think that's what I really like about Fort Minnesota. And is something else that's been really positive for me personally coming out of this is that as I work with other companies, sometimes they're suppliers, sometimes they're customers, sometimes they're competitors. But we take all of that away and we're collaborators in this environment. So I think that's one of the really powerful things about this.
Must be helpful in your attempt at 3M to become a yellow ribbon company, that you probably have quite a few veterans in the company and a lot of interest in this.
We do, and actually there's one thing I'd really like to tell you about quickly, which is our Veterans Day event. For the first time, we celebrated Veterans Day at 3M. Now, it was small. We held it only within our corporate administrative offices. Next year, we have the vision of reaching out to all of our plants across the United States. But for this year, we did it in our administrative offices. We just served coffee and cookies outside of our cafeterias during about a five-hour period. We thanked our veterans for their service, and we were able to get flag lapel pins and lanyards from the different branches of the service to hand out. And as people would walk by, we just asked them very simply, are you a veteran? And the people coming forward were just so, I think, touched by it. And the emails that we received, I would say, especially from our Vietnam veterans, and we have a lot of them.
These things just didn't happen when we came back.
No, they didn't. And the emails we received afterwards saying, this is the first time I've ever been recognized in this way for my service. It was, I mean, I felt like I got more out of it than they did. It was really touching.
That is really one of the unintended consequences of the Beyond the Yellow Ribbon campaign. Veterans from all generations are sometimes able to come home for the first time, and it's just really a heartwarming experience. This is about service and relationships and caring, and it is truly a wonderful thing.
So, Colonel, for our listeners that want to find out more information about how to become a Yellow Ribbon company, they go to?
BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org.
And is there a special section that they dial in?
There is. You can find on BeyondTheYellowRibbon.org, there is a link for Yellow Ribbon communities. And if you click on that link, you will find Yellow Ribbon companies. And again, it's all sizes, from Joe's Hardware, which is maybe three people. Identify what you can do. Maybe you can help a family, help families service their cars for winterizing. If that's what you can do, then write it down, submit that as your action plan, and tell us how you're going to sustain that over time. That's what it's about, sustainment and caring.
Fantastic, and I hope all of our business owners, especially our veterans business owners, go and check beyondtheyellowribbon.org and learn how to become a Yellow Ribbon Company. Colonel Barbara O'Reilly, Chief of Beyond the Yellow Ribbon, Minnesota National Guard, and our Gold Star mom, Sandy Masterson, thanks for being with us today on this special edition of todaysbusinessradio.com.
Learn how you can make your business a Yellow Ribbon Company at beyondtheyellowribbon.org.